Okay, so we're learning yesterday the Ois Aleph, not the Ois Beis. And he says the following. He says, V'zebechin is the Saris Hashena, this whole concept of finding the Nekuda Toiva, this whole concept of trying to find the good inside of yourself and inside of other people, this is the Avaid of waking up from being asleep. When a person sees that he's far away from the Rabban Hashem, Zebachin Hashina. That's an idea of being asleep. Right? You can be asleep when you're awake, you can be asleep when you're asleep. Right? So there's a concept of a person sleeping. Nachman writes in Teres HaMach, I think, that a person has the capability to go 70 years and he can be sleeping all those 70 years. Right? We spoke last night, but if I bring in the story with Chayni Amagel, the Gemara Tainus Chav Gimel, the Chayni Amagel said, is it possible? Call Yomim Sha'isa Tzadik, Mitzar, Alaysa Mikra. Bothered him, the Pasuk that says, So Chayni Amagel said, is it possible for a person to be sleeping and have a dream for 70 years? The Manashem showed him that he did sleep, but Chayni Amagel himself slept for 70 years. We were teaching last night by the Fabrengen that the avoid of sleeping for 70 years wasn't Chayni Amagel didn't understand that it's possible for a person to sleep for 70 years. Chayni Amagel didn't think that David HaMelech was talking literally. He has the Kasha Dafka in that pasuk. There's so many psukim where David HaMelech, that's the way a poet talks. A person who's the Imz Mir Yisrael is going to talk in that way. Chayni Amagel said, is it possible that a person is going to spend his whole life sleeping? It's possible that a person can spend his whole life not being awake and involved in avodas Hashem. And the Baruch Hashem told him that, yeah, check that a person can wait for 70 years until he's able to see any payers come out of what he does. A person can spend his whole life sleeping in a way. A person can spend his whole life. And that's why the person that he saw right after he had the pasuk, before he fell asleep, he saw a guy planting a tree, not for himself, planting it for his children, because he came into the world and he found the tree planted. The Baruch Hashem told him it's possible for a person to sleep for 70 years and not see any payers. And afal pikein, the payers are going to come out, maybe not now, maybe the next dar, but the payers are going to come out. And the same thing, Rasan is telling us over here also, that there's an avoid of sleeping when a person's awake. An avoid of finding the nekuda taiva inside of a person is the way that a person is able to wake himself up. She echen meshisha mamisa. The whole idea of sleeping is 1/60th of death. If I'm sleeping, that means I'm already a little bit dead. I already gave up on myself. When I go to sleep, that means I gave up on myself. I heard of Fisher. Fisher said that he said purpose is the greatest alarm clock. And he says when a person sleeps and just stays in bed for a long time, a person wakes up very late, that means that they feel that they don't have purpose. A person who has real purpose, a person who has a reason to get up, so he gets up right away. He gets up early, he gets up on time. He doesn't have a problem getting up because he has nothing to stay in bed for. On the contrary, he has something to get out of bed for. But a person who doesn't have purpose, a person who's in this place where he can't find the Nekuda Toiva inside of himself, he looks at himself and he's miyayish on himself, he gave up on himself. So that person is Bechina of Shena. Even if he's awake, but the way that he's living his life in a lethargic way, in a way of atzlos and atzvas and kvedas. He's living his life schlepping himself around. He's not able to go ahead and be able to have the simcha of the niggin of Reish Pei Beis, the Zamra B'Lakai Ba'odi. He doesn't have that niggin. He's not able to have that niggin. And he's not capable of getting to where Yaakov Avinu got, but Yisi Yaakov Raglov. Yaakov Avinu was able to dance. Yaakov Avinu was able to pick himself up. Fakir, he schlepped down. Atzlos, atzvas, kvedas, because he can't find the Nekuda Toiva. Memelo, that's the whole bechina of finding a Nekuda Toiva inside of oneself, is this avoida that we begin. The begin, Shulchan Aruch begins with these Skaber Ka'ari, Lamed Ba'ikal, avoidas Boirish, Ma'ur HaShachar, the avoida being Ma'ur the Shachar. And he's going to explain this more by Riches now, but the avoida being Ma'ur the Shachar means finding the Nekuda Toiva. That when I find myself asleep throughout the day, when I find myself in a place of lethargy, when I find myself, I'm done, I feel like I can't go anymore, I feel I'm wiped out, I'm exhausted, I can't go anymore, the avoida then is to stop. And to be able to be makah that I have a nekuda toiva, that I have toiva inside of myself, that I have something good inside of myself, and I'm able to be makah that nekuda toiva, I'm able to pull out that nekuda toiva inside of myself, and I awaken myself, I'm able to get back up, I'm able to mesamech myself, I'm able to sing the songs to the Rabbanu Shalom, I'm able to be sais ases b'Hashem, I'm able to find that nekuda toiva inside of myself, and then I'm able to pick myself back up. When I can find one akuda toiv, a tiny akuda toiv inside of myself, myself, but not just give myself chias, I'm samechas atzmai, umairis atzmai lavaydis Hashem isborach al yedeza zebechinis seris hashena. That's what it means to wake up. To wake up doesn't mean physically to wake up. It means that a person is able to find the akuda toiv. If I find the akuda toiv, I can pick myself up. I can wake up. Zebechinas. He's going to tie into the whole pasuk, the whole capital of Tehillim over there. Zebechinas Hashem ma rabu tzarei. Rabim come alay. Hainu atzarim shalan nefesh. Hashem rab ma rabu tzarim means how many tzaris do I have? Not tzaris of the guf, but tzaris of the nefesh. Shem echatam v'begam shakol echad shze ikr tzaris ha'adam. Nachman writes in Teres Zayin in the second chelak that the ikr tzaris of a person, the ikr difficulty that a person has is the averis that a person's done. Not the yisurim gashmim, avada that's yisurim as well, but the ikr yisurim that a person has is yisurim ruchniyim. And memel Hashem ma rabu tzarei. Zaktim Nassan is talking about the tzaris of that a person has And a person has Averis, and a person has Avinus, and a person feels that I'm in a place of Aniyashena, I'm in a place of sleeping, I'm in a place where I'm totally exhausted, I'm totally wiped out because of all of the things that I've done wrong, because I'm holding in that place of Echen Meshishim Bemisa, I'm already holding a little bit in death, and a person has given up completely, that's Hashem Marabu Tzarik. Hashem is Garma La Odom Chas Vashalom, Ozaim Reitzim La Hapal Oysa La Gamar Chas Vashalom. They want to knock a person down completely. Kila Ein Loi Oysham Tikva Chas Vashalom. There's no hope. There's no way you're going to get out. You can't go weiter. You're done. You're over. Everything's finished. You're in that place of total misa already. And well, there's no way to go weiter. Hilo ein loy oichem tikva chas v'shom. Zeh rabim amram lanafshi. Ein yeshuasei. Loy velikim selo. So rabim amramli. Who is the rabim amramli? Not people around me. People inside of myself. The rabim are telling me. The rabim are amramli. That ein yeshuasei. There's no yeshua. That I have no hope. That I'm not going to be able to get out. Why? Because marabu tzari. That there's so many tzaras, I have so many tzaras, that there's no way I'm going to be able to make it out. Ein Yeshuasa, there's no Yeshua, there's no salvation. I'm not going to be able to get out of the place that I'm in. I'm done, I'm over. It's Echa Meshishim and Misa, and I'm in this place, I'm going to remain in this place forever. I'm sleeping. Pasuk says, again, the next pasuk over there, I'm lying down and I'm sleeping. I lie down, that's the first level, and then I go to sleep. I lie down because I say that I'm giving up, and then I fall asleep. I fall into a deep state of slumber. And I'm sleeping for 70 years. I'm sleeping. I gave up. I hold it. I have no life. I have no capability to be able to go on anymore. The emes is that even though Rabbim Imramli, even though many people inside of myself, even though Rabbim Imramli, the Ein Yeshua said, there's no Yeshua, Asr for Adam to be Miyayish. Person has to schlep himself out of bed, not the physical bed, but schlep himself out of that place of Shena. Be able to have that alarm clock, the alarm clock of the Nekuda Toiva, which wakes a person up and reminds a person that I have good, that I've done good, that I am good, that I'm going to do good. And a person is able to be Makar, that Nekuda Toiva inside of myself, that place inside of myself that's still Toiv, that a person has the capability to be Hakitsaitsi Ki Hashem Yismecheni. The next pasuk says, Hakitsaitsi, I wake myself up. Why? Ki Hashem Yismecheni. Because the Rabbanu Shem is being Seimech me. Sheni Bezgaber Uma'ur Mishinasi. Ki Eini Meyayish Atzmi Adayin. I'm not giving up. Ki Hashem Yismecheni. The Rabbanu Shem is giving me smicha. The Rabbanu Shem is picking me up. Seimech Hashem Lechal Anoifim. Ki Nekuda Toiva Sha'adam Meitzi Ve'atzmai Zebechinis Elokus Kaviyachal. When the pasuk says, Ki Hashem Yismecheni, what is the Hashem? How is the Rabbanu Shem giving you a smicha? How is the Rabbanu Shem Seimech Hashem Lechal Anoifim? Through the Nekuda Toiva. The Nekuda Toiva that you find inside of yourself, that's Elokus. That's real Elokus inside of yourself. I'm a Mela Ki Hashem Yismecheni. The Rabbanu Shem inside of myself. There's Rabbim Ayramli inside of me that are telling me, give up, Ein Yeshuasi. Ein Yeshuasa, there's no hope, there's no salvation. I'm not going to be able to make it weiter. Then I get up, how? Ki Hashem, the Hashem inside of myself. The Chelik Aleikai Mimal Mamish, the Yechid Hashem HaNefesh, the Nekuda Toiv inside of me wakes me up and it gives me a Seimech Hashem L'chal Neiflim and reminds me, the Vezeikiv and Kol HaKafufim, that I have the capability to be able to get up. Ki Nekuda Toiv Sha'adam Meitzi Ma'atzmei Zeh Bechines El Kus Kavi Yachol. Ki Kol HaToiv Me'ito Yizbarach, all the Toiv inside of us, all the Toiv that we've done, it's all the Rabbanu Shalom. Ki Reis of Yisrael V'Kud Shabrichu Kul Echad, Nimsu Kashi Yesh Bi Yisrael Eze Nekuda Toiv. When a person finds inside of themselves Eze Nekuda Toiv, then Eze Mitzvah Idavar Toiv, some Mitzvah Idavar Toiv, something good that they've done, Zeh Toivu Achtes Gamar Ima Yisbarach. That's one with the Rabbanu Shalom. That's Yisrael V'Ereis V'Kud Shabrichu Chad. Ki Toiv Hashem Lakol. V'Shekasev Tamu V'ru Ki Toiv Hashem. The Rabbanu Shalom is the Toiv. Rabbanu Shem is the Nekuda Toiv inside of yourself. You're finding the Rabbanu Shem inside of yourself. You find the Lekus inside of yourself. Ki kol haToiv shenimtza v'chol makom shehakol mimenu yizbarach. V'zeu ki Hashem yismechenu haynu ha-Nekuda Toiva sheni moitzi ba'atzmi. The Nekuda Toiva that I find inside of myself. Shehu b'chinas ha-Lekus, b'chinas Toiv Hashem lakol, zeu seimech oisi. That's what gives me hope. It awakens me from my deep slumber, from that place where I gave up. I say that there's not going to be any hope. There's not going to be any future for me. I'm never going to be able to come into the person that I would like to become. Ki Hashem Yismecheni, the Nekuda Toiva, the Toiv inside of myself, Toiv Hashem Lakol, the Toiv that it's the Rabbanu Shalom that wakens me up and that gives me the capability to be able to go ahead and be able to go fight. And therefore, I'm not afraid of everything that's surrounding me. I'm not afraid of all of the nations around me, all of the nations, like we're saying, inside of a person. Even though it's revavais, there's thousands and thousands of there's tens of thousands of averis, of all of the soldiers of averis that I've created, all of that sitra achra, all of that inyan of the malachim amakatrigim, they're all surrounding me and all telling me we're going to knock you down, that you yourself have created your own Gehenim, you yourself have created this own army which is now attacking you and wants to go ahead, and this Merivavis wants to go ahead and knock a person down, and a person is Lo Ira. I'm not afraid. Why? ki Hashem yismecheni, because I have the Rabbanu Shem with me. I'm not afraid b'chalal ki ba'achar shein moitzi ba'atzmi, oid eizin akudat toiva, because I found inside of myself an akudat toiva, oid eizeh ani mis'ur me'yashena, I wake up, oid eizeh ani nichnas be'emes l'kaf schos, I nichnas be'emes l'kaf schos, oid eizeh eskel l'tshuva kanal. It's not some sort of nice, cute idea that I go out and I find an akudat toiva. It's niske be'emes l'kaf schos. It's an emes l'kazach. It's not a chizik, it's emes. The emes is chizik. It's an emes l'kazach that a person is zeichet to be able to go to l'kaf schos. Va'al yidei zeh eskel l'tshuva kanal. Ki kol ha'ra nitcha mipnei ma'ata toiv. Shemoytze ba'atzmai ma'chayim ramas atzmai b'zeh. The ma'at min ha'or is leicha harbi min ha'chayshich. The revovus am, which are surrounding me with that akudat toiva, I can wipe all of them out. I light the tiny candle of that akudat toiva, and automatically the revovus am, asher soviv, that are all surrounding me, shasu alai, that are all surrounding me, all get wiped out, all get knocked out, because of the fact that I'm able to find that akudat toiva. Ki ma'at min ha'or, leicha harbi min ha'chayshich yedua. B'zeh b'chinas, haki tzoysi va'idi imach. I wake up, va'idi, and the oid is still with me. Ha'idea, oid ma'at, that oid ma'at va'in rasha, v'spananta makami v'enenu. Haki tzoysi, I wake up, va'idi, that oid is still imach, is still with me. Da'ina kunu toiva kenal, b'chinas ha'zamar l'kai va'idi. V'zeh va'idi imach, ha'inu ha'oid ma'at sheli, who adayin imach kenal. Ha'idea, haki tzoysi, ki zeh, b'chinas is oris ha'shena. That's the idea of waking up from a person's sleep. The person is able to find that akudat toiva inside of themself. The oid means the oid ma'at. Rav Nachman teaches on the pasuk in Reish Pei Beis, oid ma'at ve'in rasha, v'spenante ha'makom ve'enenu. Oid ma'at ve'in rasha means that there's a little bit inside of myself that's ve'in rasha, which means I look at myself and I'm able to find that oid ma'at, that little bit inside of me that's not a rasha, v'spenante ha'makom ve'enenu. I'm able to then look at myself in the proper way and I'm not a rasha anymore because I'm able to find that oid ma'at inside of me, the little bit that's ve'in rasha. He says that's the teaching on the pasuk. Zamer le'lekai ba'oidi. I thank the Rabbanu Shem ba'oidi, ba'oid sheyeshli. The little bit that's over here, it says the same thing. Akitzoisi ba'oidi imach. I wake up ba'oidi imach. That little bit is still there. A little bit of Tayyib is still there with me. And again, you can find this throughout David HaMelech and Tehillim. You go through Tehillim and you find that word Oid so many times. You're able to recognize that this Oid is this Oid Ma'at in Russia. This Oid is the Nekudat Tayyib inside of a person. A person is able to go ahead and wake himself up. A person is able to wake himself up. To wake himself up by finding that Oid. That's the Indian of his Eris Hashena. That's the Indian of getting a person out of the place of Misa. And obviously, on a day like Tu B'Shvat, the whole Avoid is where a person is able to wake himself up by recognizing that the Sraf is Elo B'Ilan, a tiny drop. Sraf is Elo B'Ilan. There's no Paris taking place. You don't see anything. The Sraf is Elo B'Ilan, a tiny, tiny drop of Oidi Imach is then able to wake a person up. The trees which are sitting here in the snow are able to then wake up and able to recognize the Tov inside of themselves. And then they're able to go ahead and be able to bring out Paris, able to go ahead, be able to create beautiful Paris only when a person is able to be a Zamal Lakai Ba'idi, Shibzaikh, to be able to listen to the niggun of the trees. Aziranu Atsayar, the niggun of the trees is a Zamri Lakai Ba'idi. The niggun that the trees sing on Tu B'Shvat is this niggun of Aziranu Atsayar, the singing the beautiful trees. He's able to go ahead and be able to find the Nekudah and Tayyib inside of himself. Mitzvah Shem from there will be Zeichet, all the payers that come out of the trees.